This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Thanks to internet videos, we all love ourselves a good fail these days. Well, it turns out failure is becoming a badge of honor in Silicon Valley, where having a company that bit the dust can now garner a pat on the back. But in economic terms, how does that work exactly? Well, let's hear from someone who earned her failure badge recently. Chrissy Clark on Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk has this report.
Danielle Morrill is a 28-year-old web entrepreneur who lives in San Francisco. A few years ago, she started a company called Referly. It paid people to write reviews about products they loved. It was her first try at building a business, and
my first, like, major fail.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I guess apparently that's going to help me in Silicon Valley, so I guess I should celebrate.
And in a way, she has. She used this music as the soundtrack to the blog post she wrote last spring, announcing that 6 months after she'd raised more than $1 million for Referly, it had failed.
My greatest fear as a startup founder isn't to fail,
she wrote in the post.
It's to become a zombie startup.
By this, she meant a company that's still operating, but has so little traction, it should be dead. When she made this announcement,
the response was huge.
Thousands of comments across the internet saying she was courageous, inspiring.
It's the highest traffic post I ever wrote.
In every other industry, you're actually really worried about your next job. But in our industry, people are glamorizing failure.
Josh Felser is a Silicon Valley investor and founded a couple very successful startups of his own. He says, sure, there are times you need to let go. But as a VC, it's his money that's on the line. And he wants to invest in people who are terrified of failing.
It should be like going to war. You want it to be bad enough and painful enough that you're only going to fail if it's the only option you have.
But you could argue the cavalier attitude toward failure in Silicon Valley that drives a venture capitalist like Felser mad is actually fueled by the venture capital game. When the aim is to win big, anything less than spectacular success can be tempting to bail on. In Danielle Morrill's case, that company she pronounced a failure, it was actually doing okay by the standards of many small businesses. A growing customer base, starting to make a little money.
But it was never really going to take off. And I certainly believe that when we raised money, the implied promise was that we would build a highly scaling, high-growth, venture-backed startup.
Morrill still has some investor money left. She's using it to fund a new startup and pay rent on the home office she and her two co-founders share in a penthouse apartment in one of San Francisco's newest skyscrapers. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.